It's of course terrible that war has come again to Europe, and almost unimaginable for us who've lived in peace for so long. And our hearts and our prayers go out to the Ukrainian people and to all peace-loving Russians. We also pray and hope for the conversion of hearts and minds of those bent on war and on aggression. You'll be aware that given the reality of this war, Pope Francis has asked us all to observe this Ash Wednesday as a day of prayer and fasting for peace. Yet we all feel somewhat impotent. What can I do? What can we do as a Catholic community? Ash Wednesday, of course, marks the beginning of Lent, a season which is marked by the disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And this year, these have a particular focus for us as we link these spiritual weapons to the reality that we are living through in Europe at this time. Firstly, is the weapon of prayer. The Mass is the most fruitful prayer in which we participate. I strongly urge all Catholics to go to Mass this Ash Wednesday to pray for peace. Receiving ashes will have a particular poignancy, as at this time we recall the fragility of human life. We pray that all may turn from the road of hatred and of violence. Repent and believe in the gospel is the plea of Lent. I urge all Catholics too to take up again their regular attendance, physically being present at Sunday Mass. Lent can be a time to renew this. The physical attendance at Mass for those who are able will help us to practice an act of solidarity with our brothers and sisters who are suffering. We believe in the economy of grace. Where we do not find love, we pour love in the hope that eventually we can draw love out. As members of Christ's one body, we know that when one part of the body suffers, we all suffer. As we worship and adore God at Mass, we unite ourselves with Jesus's offering to the Father on the cross. We pray that the fruits of the Lord's sacrifice be bestowed on our sisters and brothers enduring the pain of war. So please, I urge all Catholics to return to being physically present at Mass, if at all possible. Secondly, is the weapon of fasting. Fasting entails denying ourselves some good, usually some food, but also perhaps some particular enjoyment, such as watching TV or using the internet or social media. It's a personal sacrifice, a personal hunger we might experience, but it's also an act of solidarity with those who are poor and who are denied these things in daily life. How shocking it has been for us to see the scenes of panic food and fuel buying in Ukraine, of the very real sacrifices forced on people as a result of war. Fasting brings us closer to them. It also puts us in touch with our own vulnerabilities. We can even feel a little weak. And we do so to remember our dependence on God, creator of all that is good, and in order that the fruits of Jesus's passion may be bestowed on those who are truly hungry, who really have to go without in our world. And then there is the weapon of almsgiving, of charitable giving. We know that this war means steeper energy and food prices. This will be felt most deeply by those who are poorest in our communities. It requires greater generosity from those of us who have more. The war will also lead to many refugees, I hope our countries will be generous in receiving these desperate brothers and sisters fleeing for safety from war in their homeland. May this Lent indeed help us to be more sensitive to the needs of our neighbours at home and in Ukraine. It has been made clear by our political leaders that we will not be taking a physical part in this war in Ukraine. We are, of course, grateful for this, that we will not have to participate in the terrible bloodshed. Yet we all want to do something to bring an end to this terrible war. So we undertake the sacrifices of love during this Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving as spiritual weapons to bring God's grace into a situation which is so desperate and where it seems as though God is absent. Through his power and action, God can bring his redemptive love to bear on this and indeed on all dire situations in ways unseen or unknown to us. Our acts of prayer, of fasting, of almsgiving aid us in participating in God's redemptive action, united with all those who believe, with all those who suffer, with all those who long for an end to this war. United too with Mary, the first of the disciples, our Queen of Peace, we continuously intercede, stop the war.